Stormwatch with Chip Merriweather.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, night, whenever you're listening, Stormwatchers. This is Chip Merriweather here to report on last night's Storm versus Triple Play game.
Good evening, afternoon, and morning to you, Chippy. Scoops Djokovic here, intrepid sports reporter, joining you as always on the fun and festive post-game day.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
Blurst.
It was a game of hitting. It was a game of scoreless innings. It was a game of defense. It was a game of errors. It was a game of comebacks and a game of not quite enough.
Chip, if I may interrupt, if I had arms, I'd be scratching my chin. This sounds awfully familiar.
Yes, if you feel like you're hearing I Got You, Babe on the radio and are waking up and living through Groundhog Day, it's because you are. I literally copied and pasted.
May I ask and ask if you feel like you're hearing I Got You, Babe, and living through Groundhog Day, it's because you are?
Yes.
But if you feel like you're hearing I Got You, Babe, and living through Groundhog Day, it's because you are?
I feel like this could be just like the song that never ends.
The song never ends.
Yes, it goes on and on, my friends. Don't finish it, it'll be stuck there forever. I literally copied and pasted this intro from the previous game because the description fit this game better than the previous game as Storm's Jekyll and Hyde act has continued.
My God, were you writing in the future?
I was writing in the future and sometimes in the past and sometimes in the past perfect and sometimes in the future perfect and oh my. Anyway, the first 3.5 innings were not kind to Storm. You didn't need to be Pythagoras, Newton, or Einstein to calculate Storm's score through the first 3 innings of the game.
I love those guys. They were a hell of a band in the 60s.
They were. Even a media producer and an English teacher could add the zero.
Nice jobs, buddies.
To the zero to get the sum total of zero. As a matter of fact, Storm had more strikeouts than runs in the first 3 innings, courtesy of Lancer Beam.
And I believe a new nickname was born last night to the Serial Man.
Yes, but not until later in the game.
Oh, I'm just giving everybody.
You're in the future now.
A little heads up.
Storm played decent defense across the first 3 innings, but that pesky monkey with cymbals was lurking in the background. It struck in the top of the fourth inning. There was a routine ground ball to Tolis Joe Jackson. It was so routine that the runner didn't even run. But Tolis Joe decided to play the ball with his stomach instead of his glove. And it bounced off. Then Tolis Joe quickly picked up the ball, spun on his remaining good toes, and gunned the ball straight into the first base dugout, thus granting a runner who had barely moved a double.
Now, if I may here, Chip, step in. Not to defend Tolis Joe, but et tu, Brute, to continuously stab him in the back. Because, my God, he was not only toeless, he was hitless, gloveless, throwless, talentless. My God, this man needs a sacrificial virginal goat like you couldn't believe last night. He was so much in his head, I believe the only thing sticking out was the tail of the monkey with the cymbals that had crawled up his ass. My God, man, it was painful to watch.
Yes, it was. He was also starting to be called Duckless Joe because of the number of ducks he left on the pond in his at-bats.
My God, you'd think his new name should be Ducks Unlimited. That's what we should call him.
Ducks Unlimited. Maybe he's part of a new organization, Save the Ducks, because he was certainly saving those ducks.
Well, I know what I'd like to say to him. Tolis Joe, duck you.
Yeah. A couple more errors, a baby kangaroo that had lost its jump, allowing a couple of balls over its glove, and a massive home run, and suddenly, Storm was down 13-0. For those who are keeping track, Storm had just spotted, that's one more than Storm had spotted Broadway 2 days earlier.
Which was how many? I believe you mentioned it a few times.
12-0. This was 13-0.
Well, that's
13
worse.
Is more than 12. That is definitely, definitely worse.
Hey, I'm no media producer or English teacher, but I know that 13 is more than 12.
Yes, it's not a dozen, it's a baker's dozen.
All I have to do is take off my shoes.
Ah, wait, what? You shouldn't have 13 toes, Scoops. You don't have any toes, you're a head in a jar.
Now that's just cold. Don't need to remind me.
Storm then shifted personalities and returned to being the team they expect to be. Serial and BP hit back-to-back doubles, followed by a couple of singles and more doubles by Big Daddy D and Lancer Bean. Storm scored the max six without giving any home runs back to triple play. There was only one run scored combined in the fifth, and that went to TP. Serial Man struck out, thus becoming the nickname that Scoops alluded to earlier, Special K.
Self-dubbed. He dubbed himself that, which is very impressive.
You know you're getting into the nicknaming when you say, hey, I should be called Special K for my strikeout. Also shows he has a good sense of humor. In the sixth, Storm held TP to one run again and brought some thunder in their turn at the plate. Storm stingled and doubled their way through the order, scoring six more runs to pull within three. This would set up an exciting climax.
Nothing like my third honeymoon.
I knew when I wrote that, I said this is the perfect place for Scoops to bring up one of his many honeymoon experiences.
True enough.
TP would try to wipe Storm away by adding two more runs, increasing their lead to five. Storm, however, had four home runs to use and was starting near the top of the order. It seemed like the universe was aligning for a grand comeback. Unfortunately, it was not meant to be. Storm put two runners on, but a potential coaching mistake of leaving Captain Underpants on to run for himself instead of sliding Big Daddy D into that slot led to an unfortunate fielder's choice for the second out of the inning.
Did you just say we should have slid Big Daddy D into Captain Underpants' slot?
Yes, we should have slid Big Daddy D into Captain Underpants' slot.
Interesting. I'm not sure how that would have helped the score, but perhaps there would be smiles. I'm not sure.
Well, if there had been sliding, there might have been a safe call or whatever. Anyway, Storm couldn't mount a comeback. And were wiped out by TP. For the second game in a row, Storm started slowly. It's probably not a good idea to give your opponents double-digit leads before you start scoring. Also, Storm was shorthanded, and it seems when they only have half a team, they can only play half a game, although odd that it's the second half. Anyway, Storm needs to get their ducks in a row and figure out how to get back into the winning habit. This has been Chip Merriweather and
Scoops Djokovic asking you that if you feel like you're hearing I Got You, Babe, and Living Through Groundhog Day, it's because you are. I literally copied and pasted this intro from the previous game. Slightly disappointed, because if you feel like you're hearing I Got You, Babe, and Living Through Scoops Djokovic here. Good evening, good afternoon, and enjoy your
Stormcast Watch.
Storm Watch with Chip.